He throws, and for the second time in 31 days, the Green Jackets toss a combined no-hitter. They closed out the month of July with seven no-hit innings from Seth Keller and Landon Harper. And today, Cade Keeler, Chad Bryant, and Zach Austin combined to do it for a second time this season. It's the sixth no-hitter in franchise history, the second of the year, as the bullpen rushes in from the left field sideline, and the Green Jackets make history for the second time in a matter of weeks. A tremendous team performance from the arms, and a very hard performance to follow up in Game 2. But Augusta, the second no-no in their last 25 games, as they take a victory here by the score of 1-0. Just three hits to go around in the entire game, all three for the men in green, as Augusta picks up their fifth straight win over the Salem Red Sox, this time in no-no fashion. The handshake and high-five line continuing to stretch down on the diamond going into the Augusta dugout, and we will take a break. It's a no-hitter for Augusta, the second time this season, the second time in as many months. As we hit game number two in about 45 minutes, we'll have more on that no-hitter when we come back. Green Jackets tossing another no-hitter. We wrap things up 1-0 in game number one. All of a sudden, the Green Jackets one out away from replicating what they did a month and a day ago. No run box for Green Jackets. No runs on no hits. No runs on no hits for Salem, and Durso Lira the final hope. Green Jackets on top, 1-0, the catcher in the box. First pitch from Austin, chopped to third. Ceballos is there, he gloves, he throws. And for the second time in 31 days, the Green Jackets toss a combined no-hitter. They closed out the month of July with seven no-hit innings from Seth Keller and Landon Harper. And today, Cade Keeler, Chad Bryant, and Zach Austin combined to do it for a second time this season.
Now's a great time to grab something to eat, something to drink, get ready for game two. Thanks for coming out. It's going to be a beautiful night for baseball.
Well, it's time for game two of our doubleheader today. It's going to be hard to compete with game one. The Green Jackets throw their second no-hitter in 31 days. It was Cade Keeler who started it off, followed up by Chad Bryant, who ends up with the win on his line before Zach Austin gets the final three outs, recording his first professional save in dramatic fashion. 1-0 the final. Green Jackets pick up their fifth consecutive win over the Salem Red Sox, looking to make it an even half dozen today here in game number two. Riley Fry takes the mound, looking to follow up last week's outing, which was his first professional win. Fry went 5 innings in that one, was stellar. It was one of just 2 wins for the Green Jackets last series. He went 5 innings, gave up just 1 run on 4 hits while fanning 4 and not allowing a walk. So far in his brief career, he is now through 10 2/3, 1-for-7 with a walk so far this series. This is game 3 of 6 in this week's action. Green Jackets are now 6-2 against Salem this year, an even .750 winning percentage, and they have won 5 in a row. 3-2 on Garcia. The pitch from Fry is taken just up and away, ball 4. And a leadoff walk to begin the game. Now Gianfranco Salazar, who had a 2-run home run in the 7th inning of Tuesday's game and also drove in a run in the 9th. Playing first base today, he steps in batting 2nd. Fry on the mound will only have 1 lefty to deal with in this lineup. First pitch here, slice foul over towards the Salem dugout, and it'll hit off the netting and go into the stands. Green Jackets looking to close out the month of August on a high. They swept a doubleheader in the last 2 games of July as well, trying to replicate that perhaps here a month later. 1 waved at and missed, and it's 0-2. Garcia, a shallow lead off of first, being held on by Compton. The pickoff throw is fired over. Tag applied, not in time. Compton DH'd in game 1. Back at first base here, EJ Exposito shifts from first to third. A more natural position for him, although he is still a middle infielder by trade. Runner goes. The pitch is lined hard to left field for a base hit. Grady charges. Runner's going from first to third. He will get there without a tag. And a little hit and run for Liam Carroll pays some dividends here. Men on the corners now with no one out. So it took 7 innings and 2 batters, but Salem has their first hit of the day. Green Jackets with that no-hitter in game number 1. It sets a high bar for game number 2, at least as far as entertainment value goes. Only 3 hits in the first game, and in fact, no runs batted in either. Only run of the game came on an error by Nathaniel Uten, the right fielder for Salem, who's off here in game 2. Fry delivers a first pitch strike to Manel James, who's 0-for-7 this series, hitting .238 with 43 men driven in. Double play depth here, corners in, middle infield deep. James rockets this one off the glove of the shortstop, McGee in the left field for an RBI base hit. Everyone moves up 90 feet, and it's a 1-0 Salem lead. McGee nearly leaped and grabbed that one. It went off the very outstretched part of the leather. And now 2 men aboard here and no one out. Johanafran Garcia is the next man out. Runners on first and second with no one out and 1 run home. Garcia 2-for-5, a double and a single on Tuesday night. First pitch taken outside. In the bottom of the frame, we'll see the debut of Matt Duffy, the Ontario-born fourth rounder in this last year's draft for the Red Sox. 1-0 pitch is hit to right field, playable for Celedonio, who started in, now backs up, gives himself room, he'll charge. The runner will tag for third. The throw is cut off by McGee. A productive out number 1 for Garcia, who sends men to the corners as Salazar takes third. And now a big chance for Luis Ravello to right some wrongs. He is 0-for-8 with 4 strikeouts this week, averaged down to .216. He's hitting .222 when the series began. The only qualified hitter on this Salem team over the course of this season, which really says more about the promotions for Salem than anything else. A lot of their top guys have since moved up to the Greenville Drive. First pitch check swinged into the bench of Salem. That one nearly took out Nizan Zanatello, who's on the injured list, but in uniform on the bench. He had to duck out of the way of that one. Looks like he's all right. 0-1 inside and nearly hit him. It spins Ravello out of the way. So some early inning trouble here for the Green Jackets on the defensive side, awaiting their hacks against Duffy in the bottom of the frame. 1-1. Cracked foul down the third baseline and out of play, and Ravello will need a new twig, as you could tell right from the sound of that contact that something fractured inside. He'll flip that bat nonchalantly into the dugout and pick up a fresh twig. Gives it a little bit of an inspection. It's not taped up either, just a little bit down at the barrel. You know, baseball players and hockey players alike are so particular about how they tape their pieces of wood, sticks, bats, etc. Now an adjustment here with a 1-2 count. One run home, men on the corners, and one away. Pickoff throw comes to first. No tag applied by Compton. Maybe trying to bait Salazar into making a false move off that third base bat. James on at first. 1-2. Taken high with a fastball. Fry out of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee Panthers out there in the Horizon League. Native of Oshkosh, about an hour and a half away. 2-2. Hit hard to right center field. Celedonio starts back, now comes in, and he will make the catch. The throw comes into the plate. Compton lets it slide through. The tag is just not in time. Sliding in with a head-first dive is Salazar. A sacrifice fly for Ravello, as the throw from Celedonio was good, but better speed down the line makes it a 2-0 ballgame. And now a chance for Stanley Tucker to replicate his last at-bat, which was a 3-run home run. Actually, his second to last at-bat, if we're really talking. He went 1-for-4 in his debut on Tuesday night. Texas A&M, also a JUCO product, 19th rounder in this last year's draft. Righty will take a strike. More impressive, though, than the moonshot home run was the two sliding defensive plays he made in the outfield. His pitch taken downstairs. 1-1 on Tucker. On deck, Yorberto Mexicano, who went 0-for-2 in game number one. Of course, everyone with a zero next to their line. 1-1 pitch is popped foul in our direction, but a little bit too high. Out of play. Really good crowd here filling in the result of these two games, and I think a couple of fans might be ruining the fact that they did not show up for game one, given the no-hitter, but it is a work day after all this Thursday night. The pitch is cut on and missed. Fastball up and in, tied him upside, retired. But an RBI single for James, a sacrifice fly for Ravello, and it's a 2-0 Salem lead as we head to the bottom of the frame. Debuting Duffy on the mound when we come back. Green Jackets taking their hacks. Bottom of the frame.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Back here for the bottom of the first. Green Jackets now trailing by a score of 2-0. Debuting man on the mound, Matt Duffy. Ontario born, Canisius schooled, and now debuting about 90 miles down the road from where he was supposed to be pitching next year. was tremendous, an All-MAC first-teamer for two straight seasons up on the Niagara border. Drafted in the fourth round rather than transfer to the University of South Carolina. And the Burlington, Ontario man will make his debut here taking the mound. 6 feet, 2 inches tall, 205 pounds. Had very good numbers in the MAC and went 115th overall. Far and away the highest draft pick in the history of Canisius College, who's produced only one other pitcher of note, and that would be a Canadian himself, John Axford. First pitch here is down and away for a ball to Ambioris Tavares, who leads us off in the bottom of the frame. Green Jackets down a pair before they even take their hacks. Tavares with Cam McGee and Drew Compton, the men two up this half inning. Duffy from the windup, 1-0, is down and away. Burlington, Ontario, close to Hamilton, part of the GTA, the Greater Toronto Area. Didn't travel all too far, going to Canisius in Buffalo. 2-0, checked his swing, went around. And Tavares will be charged with a strike there, 2-1. Tavares now on a six-game hit streak. Had two hits in game number one today, two of Augusta's three. The pitch is grounded to third. James charges and takes a tough skip off the lid of the infield, but he throws on in time to get him.
Jumps off from the line.
And now a chance for Cam McGee. Did not play game one. 1-for-3 with a hit by pitch and a walk. He scored three times on Tuesday. Lefty at the plate. First pitch is taken just down low. Duffy had committed to the University of South Carolina, Columbia, 67 miles away, where about an hour and a half down the road, he could have been playing college ball next year. But when you're drafted in the fourth round, there are some pretty compelling reasons to take the pro route instead. And in all likelihood, it's a pick made in part because of his strikeout numbers at Canisius and a bet that his stuff will play. The pitch here is up and away, but also it enabled the Red Sox to go way over slot later on in the draft and sign Nizan Zanatello, amongst others, of whom he is now a teammate with. 3-0 to McGee. Duffy winds and fires and delivers a fastball for a strike. Infield shifted over for the pull-hitting McGee, with Albert Feliz playing at first and Salazar at second. 3-1. Caught on and missed, 3-2. Rovello plays it short with Lionel James at third, although he's standing in the shortstop hole right now. Stanley Tucker's in left, Jostingson Garcia's in center, and Albert Sanasi-Hen is in right. 3-2, fouled off. Two guys from very, very different upbringings. McGee, Southern California, born and raised out of Anaheim, and Duffy from Burlington, Ontario. Although, weirdly enough, the Ontario Reign, a hockey team, are actually closer to Cam McGee. That's Ontario, California for you. 3-2. Hit hard to left center field, slicing over into the alley, a base hit. As McGee hits first, he's thinking about two. He's going to dive, and the throw is going to get him. Oh, he gets back, and now they say he is out the first time. McGee doesn't think they got him the first time around, but McGee is aggressive, trying to stretch, and they'll ding him out on an 8-4 put out at second base. It'll be a single for McGee, who made the aggressive choice to try and test Jostingson Garcia. The initial tag must have got him because McGee slid off the base and then got back down. Cody Gabella getting the explanation from Jones. And when the throw beats you by that much, it beat him by about 15 feet, you lose a little bit of the arguing. So it'll be a hit and then a putout, 8-4. Outfield assist for Garcia. And now no one aboard and two away for Drew Compton. Compton, switch hitter, batting left, will take a big hack and a miss. Duffy, back-to-back seasons of 100 strikeouts. Banned 124 in 2022 and the exact same in 23. And Compton slices this one to left field. Tucker heads back towards the track, battles the glare off the building, makes the catch, side retired. Duffy's first frame goes about as well as he could have asked for. He'll face the minimum. Green Jackets trailing 2-0 as we go to the second.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Hell yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Back here for the top of the second inning, Green Jackets down 2-0. Riley Fry back out to the mound as the sun sets behind us here, casting a nice little glow off of the apartment building over the left center field fence. Leading it off is Yorberto Mexicano, who went 0-for-2 in game 1. Hitting .256. It'll be Mexicano, Feliz, and Aussie Hen do up this half inning. Going ready on lefty here with Fry. Two runs on two hits for Salem on top of the first. First pitch here is taken for a strike to Mexicano. 87 miles an hour there. Duffy on the other side gave up a hit but only faced three men as McGee was thrown out going first to second. 0-1. Lined hard but foul down the left field line into the Augusta bullpen. It clangs underneath the bullpen bench. Green Jackets have now won 5 straight games against Salem. They did it with a no-hitter in game 1 today. 0-2. Checked his swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. A 3-pitch strikeout to begin the frame. Back-to-back Ks for Fry. And one away now in the second. No action for the big league Red Sox tonight. They are off. They're traveling to Kansas City where they will take on the Royals. The Braves out on the West Coast after wrapping up a series with Colorado. And this one smoked to left field. It is out of here. Underneath the SRP Park sign as Albert Feliz gets his team-high 9th long ball of the season. That ball is mashed at 107 miles an hour off the bat. 415 feet for a no-doubter. Put Salem on top, 3-0. Feliz was the first man on Salem to homer against Augusta this season. And he becomes the latest as well. He homered in the first game between these two teams. It was a crucial blast that ended up helping Salem pick up a win. This one misses upstairs to Aussie Hen. It's 1-0. Third homer of the series for Salem, who do not hit many. This one down and away. The reason Salem don't hit that many home runs is because, well, their field is full of 20 feet high walls all the way around. But Aussie Hen, I think, would have cleared that one as well. 2-1 here on Aussie Hen with no one aboard and one away. 3-0 now the score. As Fry misses downstairs. Garcia, who walked and scored to begin the game, is on deck. First pro homer allowed by Fry. And he'll drop in a strike here to fill it up at 3-2. The lefty from the windup, the pitch is cut on and missed. Excellent fastball there, tailing away from the batter. Second strike out of the frame. Now two away for Jostingson Garcia. Every Braves affiliate is in action today, however. Green Jackets picked up the win in game 1. Rome trailing Winston-Salem right now. That game in the third as Giancarlos Lara is making his high A debut. He's gone 2 innings without allowing an earned run so far. 1-0 on Jostingson. The pitch is in for a strike at the knees. Gwinnett takes on Memphis. That game getting underway in about 5 minutes with Michael Soroka getting the start. One-one offering inside and a little bit high perhaps as well. It's 2-1. Lara had been on a 17-inning scoreless streak when he got promoted after last week's outing. 2-1 is down and away, 3-1. Didn't miss by much. Good to see Lara continuing where he left off at the next level. Still just 20 years of age, Giancarlo Lara. 3-1. Fouled off. It'll go full yet again. Fry, a quick worker. Although he is now up to 37 pitches here in the top of the second. Green Jackets used three arms in game one. Cade Keeler, Chad Bryant, and Zach Austin. The win went to Bryant, his fourth of the year, and Austin picked up his first pro save. Not a bad way to mark that one in the books as well. 3-2, taken high ball four. That one just missed. His second walk of the day for Garcia. And now John Frank Salazar, who singled to left his first time up. They had sent Garcia in motion, and he ended up going corner to corner. First pitch here is grounded to the same spot. Exposito is there. He throws to second just in time. He'll go the short way, 5-4, and retire the side. What a solo blast for Albert Feliz, his ninth of the season, his 20th RBI. And we go to the bottom of the second. Green Jackets trailing by three.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Back here in the bottom of inning number two. Green Jackets trailing now 3-0 after a long home run for Albert Feliz in the top of the frame. Matt Duffy back out to the mound. He allowed a single to McGee, who then got thrown out. So he only faced three men in the first. Oh, Canada indeed. He'll have Verdung, Grady, and Cade Kern. No P.O. Boucher in the lineup here in game two. He is one of two Canadians on this Green Jackets roster currently. Duffy pitched for the Great Lake Canadians, the same program that also produced Adam Shoemaker. In fact, those two pitched at the same time for that program. It was the self-described premier program in Southeast Ontario. But Canada producing plenty of elite baseball talent. We already saw David McCabe this year. He's got a OPS in high A now over 900. First pitch to Verdung is lying down the left field line and just foul. But of course, the Red Sox, no strangers to Canadian arms. They've got fire thrower Nick Pivetta already on their roster. Of course, there are more Canadian players than you would think. Obviously, the Naylor brothers right now. Mike Soroka on the mound for Gwinnett tonight, also Canadian. 0-1 here. Fouled off. Verdung seems to have timed up this man pretty well so far. Interesting story, by the way, about a former baseball player, Dalton Pompey, who is one of the top-ranking prospects for the Blue Jays back in the early 2010s. 0-2, taken down and away. Never really figured it out at the major league level, and he has now become a police officer in Toronto. So he can be found outside of Rogers Center. 1-2 here on Verdong. Winding, firing, and it's strike three called. First career strikeout for Matt Duffy. I see fans Verdong looking, and now Jace Grady. Amongst other Canadians, by the way, Ryan Dempster, who was a World Series champion with the Boston Red Sox in his final season, retired after that World Series and going out on top. Grady will take this one outside. 0 for 7 so far this week. He did drive in a run the other day with a walk. Bases loaded. Of course, the Red Sox also have the original big maple, James Paxton. 1-0 outside, 2-0 here from Duffy, who went to private school in nearby Brantford. It's a hockey town up there as this one misses up and away now 3-0, but they've got plenty of baseball talent as well. And then continued the trek, took the QEW all the way down to Buffalo and pitched at Canisius just across the border. 3-0 outside and high ball 4. So a 4-pitch walk will put Jace Grady aboard. An instant threat to run. Green Jackets trailing here 3-0 as Cade Kern steps up to the plate. Got the early game off. He went 2-for-4 with a double and two men batted in the other day. In case you're wondering, by the way, if there's a reason for me to know this much about, for example, Canadian geography, it's my girlfriend lives in Hamilton, and I've done the drive up through Buffalo and on the QEW all the way through the Toronto area plenty of times. I've probably stopped at every Tim Hortons on the way as well. Kern here, he'll take one in the dirt for a ball. Safe to say that Duffy is a bit closer to home now that he signed with the Red Sox. He was committed to the University of South Carolina, which would have been quite a trip to get down from Ontario to Columbia. This one shot like a rocket towards right field. Back towards the wall goes Asihan. It is gone. It's the first gopher ball for Cade Kern. And the Green Jackets now within one on the first career long ball for Kern. It's a two-run blast. It's a 3-2 ball game. That ball lands in the Coors Light chill zone. Hope the fan who managed to grab that ball can keep it as a souvenir. It's now some action getting started in the bullpen for Salem as we've got a timeout here. The umpire issues time and perhaps waiting for the light show to conclude. So now a one-run ball game. The score is 3-2. It's missing outside with a slider. It's Duffy. EJ Exposito, the next man up, 0-for-3 in game number one. Bounces up there. Duffy put a lot of innings on his arm in the last 2 years. In fact, he ended up pitching just shy of 200 innings over his two final years at Canisius. He'll get a strike here, 2-1. Homers were a big issue, though, and he gave up 27 bombs in 190 innings of work, which is about 1.5 per 9. This one fired past, and it's 2-2, and make no mistake, it is an adjustment going from the MAC, as talented a league as it is, to affiliated ball. Duffy's 2-2, down and in the dirt. Certainly hope his parents, Phil and Karen, were able to make it down. 3-2 is lined to right field, dropping fast. Asihan coming in. He's not going to get there. It's a base hit for Exposito, who continues the hit parade here. Green Jackets third of the day. That's father. Phil was a member of the Kansas City A's organization, which tells you about when he was playing. And his brother Aaron is still a member of the Canisius team. The Griffins, by the way. It's a tremendous mascot. Tying on the board here in the bottom of the second. 3-2 the score. Jeremy Celedonio, 15 homers on the year to lead the team, is the man in the box. Time here as we've got a pitch clock violation on the pitcher, and he'll go to 1-0. Celedonio singled in his first at-bat last week and then went hitless in the next nine at-bats he took. Hitting 183, but those 15 home runs, it's power that you just can't give up on. He'll take a off-speed pitch for a strike on the inside edge. Exposito, 19 stolen bases, has a leadoff of first. Feliz holds him on. Slider taken outside, 2-1. Celedonio ahead in the count. Duffy now up to 31 pitches here through an inning and a third. You typically see guys in their debut go no more than three innings or 45 pitches or so. 2-1 fastball grooved up there for a strike. It'll even up at 2-2. 90 miles an hour there. He sits 88 to 92, but because of where he releases the ball from, it's good deception in this movement, and, or rather in this motion. And he'll miss just outside. It'll go full here. Three quarters arm slot, but he really brings the ball through quickly. He's got a short arms. It's hard to pick up on. And there's a lot of data now that says that pitchers with shorter arms are harder to hit in general. And Duffy misses high here. It will put men on first and second. Second walk of the frame.
Catcher number 15, Jacob Gompin.
So now Jacob Godman in his first at bat of the series steps to the dish. Men on first and second here with one away. Green Jackets trailing by one, 3-2. Duffy wisely steps off. He would have had a pitch clock violation, but was able to get out instead. Pitched one inning in the Florida Complex League. Duffy's changeup his best pitch. We'll see what he goes with here. We'll go with a fastball on Godman. It's 0-1. Some speculation that Duffy might end up splitting his breaking balls into a slider and a curve. It's a little slurvy right now, and we have not seen it work so far today. He's had trouble landing it. 0-1. Goes back to the express, and it's 0-2. Duffy, also a standout volleyball player in high school, and caught some attention of scouts pitching for the Bourne Braves in last summer. Double steal. This pitch taken outside and low. The throw down to third is not in time. Stolen base number 20 of the year for EJ Exposito, and now two men in scoring position as Celedonio takes second. Good choice to run there with Urighty at the plate. Well, a good chance for a productive out if Godman can put something in play. 192 the average for Godman in his ninth game. He has driven in four. 10th bag of the year for Celedonio as well as the infield's in. And Godman breaks one to left. This one is high, this one is deep, and this one is not coming back. The day of first continues as Godman cranks his first career home run and gives the Green Jackets a 5-3 lead. That ball mashed underneath the SRP Park sign, 102 miles an hour off the bat of Godman, and that will do it for Matt Duffy. A rude awakening for the Ontarian, who will get replaced after giving up five runs on three hits with a couple of walks. An inning and a third of his debut, he retired the first four men he faced, but since then, a walk, a homer, a single, a walk, and another homer. And the Green Jackets with their foot on the gas on top, 5-3. We go to break. Arm coming in to replace Duffy. Back in a flash at SRP Park.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Well, the Green Jackets trailed not for long. They've taken the lead for the first time today as Nathaniel Cruz comes into the game replacing Matt Duffy, who looked very good through the first four batters he faced, but then two home runs sent him to the bench. Tavares in. He'll take ball two. Green Jackets this inning have gone strikeout, walk, homer, single, walk, homer. A three-run shot for Godman as Augusta up by two. 2-0 to Tavares is taken down and away. They appeal up the first base line. He held up. Nathaniel Cruz, the righty out of Santo Domingo, 20 years old, 6 feet 3 inches tall, about 180 pounds, making appearance number 24 of the season. Tavares squares to bunt and then pulls back and takes one at the head, and he will earn his way aboard. Tavares showing bunt on a 3-0 count will work his way aboard regardless. Third walk in the frame for Augusta. Cruz has spent all season here in Salem, a 4.81 ERA, a 1.5 whip with a 2.16 batting average against. The real concern for him is the walks. That's his 33rd walk of the season. He's also hit seven men, so 43 strikeouts and 40 combined walks and hit by pitches. Lefty McGee in. He'll tip one into the mitt. It is 0-1. McGee singled in the first, got thrown out stretching for a double by Jostin Sim-Garcia in center. Augusta back in the lead, 5-3, looking to win their sixth consecutive game. Green Jackets lead as McGee draws a walk, but a costly misfire there. That one at 85 miles an hour, but nowhere close. So a man on first now for Drew Compton with Rover Dung, who began this inning with a strikeout on deck. McGee, excellent speed on first. The pitch here is hit hard to left field. Tucker heads back towards the track. He reaches up and makes the grab, stumbling towards the wall. McGee has to go all the way back to first. He was standing by the second base bag when that one was caught. Another hard hit ball, not quite barreled up, but nearly. 95 off the bat. Well, there is that number two. Green Jackets now doubling up Salem, 6-3 the score. Verdung, who began this inning with a strikeout, is at the plate. First pitch to him is in for a strike, slider. Last time out for Cruz was in the series finale against Fredericksburg. He went a third of an inning just to get out of a frame. The previous time was 3 days before. Runner goes for second. The throw down from Donovan Garcia is not in time, and McGee has himself a stolen base. Garcia's had a couple of bang-bang throws in the last 2 days. It's been a rough month of August, though, for Nathaniel Cruz, who was stellar to begin the season. In fact, in the month of June, only gave up one earned run in 10 two-thirds innings, but he has given up 12, including a real nightmare back against Augusta. This pitch grounded towards third and through for a base hit. McGee was running with the pitch. He will score, and the Green Jackets have found seventh heaven here in the second. It's now a 7-3 ball game on an RBI single from Verdun. Well, McGee stole second. He took off on a delayed steal for third, nearly got hit by the ball. He becomes the seventh player to touch home plate this inning. It's looking like a football score right now. Green Jackets a touchdown, leading Salem, who have a field goal through two frames. 11th man of the inning, Cade Kern, to the plate. First pitch to him is hit hard but foul. Jace Grady, rather, to the plate. Grady walked and scored earlier. Cade Kern, who homered, is on deck. Oh, and one to Grady. Switch hitter batting from the left-hand side. He'll fly this one out of play on the left field line. Two, Cruz delivers. It is caught on miss, strike three. But the Green Jackets do end up sending 11 men to the plate. They score seven times, courtesy of a homer from Kern and a homer from Godman. The offense has found its rhythm here as we head to the third inning. Well, the Green Jackets have given Riley Fry some breathing room. They were trailing 3-0. They now lead 7-3 as Fry's first pitch is upstairs to Lionel James. James drove in the first run of the game with a single back in the first. The 1-0 down and away. Some home runs in the bottom of the frame. Green Jackets had hit only six all month coming into today. Fry finds the zone here. It's 2-1, but the first homers of Cade Kern and Jacob Godman's careers. Gave Augusta the lead before they added on a couple more. This one popped foul. It'll go to 2-2. Two pitch fought foul by James, who broke a little 0 for 9 with that single in inning number 1. Thanks to those of you who tuned in for this doubleheader for game 1, or indeed just now for game 2. Green Jackets won game 1 in no-hit fashion, their second combined no-hitter of the season, their second in 31 days. Last one came back on July 30th. This one is tipped to the backstop as James stays alive. Green Jackets leading 7-3. You mentioned it looked like a college football score out there, and indeed, college football back in action this evening. 2-2, taken just down and away. Man, that was nearly in the zone, but Tyler Hovick did not give it. It's Florida who are taking on Utah tonight in the pick of the litter. This one fought foul. It'll get off the press box window. I'm going to go grab that ball and find it, give it to that kid. Actually, a kid's going to beat me to it, but I'm telling her that she can go grab it. The pitch is popped up. This one might be playable. It'll drift towards the suites to our right. Will anyone make the play? They will not. It bounces harmlessly in the
row behind the dugout. Well, the fan is looking for the ball. It's
underneath the chair. It's underneath the chair to your left. No, turn around.
It's underneath the chair. He's trying to find it as James Gracias went to third. The throw to first is in time. And there we go. The fan in the suites to our left had a real hard time locating that ball. It got wedged beneath one of the wheels of the sort of revolving, the spinny chairs that we have up here. And now the fan has it, and probably a little bit more complicated than it needed to be. But she comes away with a souvenir. And there was that number one on the play as well, 5-3. Fry gets a strike here. We're all about making the kids happy, you know, especially this is, you know, game two of a doubleheader. And we came in early this morning to dump the tarp, so we've been here for 12 hours. This one wave didn't miss. It's 0-2 on Jonafran. O-2. This pitch fouled off again, and again, nearly into our area. There's a man up in warming for Salem, meaning that Cruz might have just been used as a stopper there to get out of that frame. O-2. Fouled off yet again. Green Jackets leading 7-3. This pitch downstairs. Garcia making Fry work a little bit here. Back to the college football, by the way. It's NC State tied up with UConn 7-7. UCF leading Kent State 21-3. 1-2. Waved at and missed. And down on strikes goes Garcia. Two men retired here in the inning. And that'll bring up Luis Ravello, who drove in a run with a sacrifice fly his first time up, RBI number 46 of the season. Of course, some good action as this week progresses as well. This one in for a strike. As far as college football goes, Miami takes on Miami, Ohio tomorrow at Hard Rock Gardens. Georgia Tech hosts Louisville at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. O-2 to Ravello. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase again. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Fry. Green Jackets leading 7-3 as we head to the bottom of the third. New arm to the mound and we come back.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet Sula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Welcome back here in the bottom of the third. And a man with major league experience takes the mound as Frank German is the man warming up. He has just been hit with an automatic ball as he continues his warm-ups here, but that's something that he will likely be willing to live with. German, who was a Red Sox prospect, he was acquired in the cash dump trade that got the Red Sox Adam Ottavino. The Sox took on Ottavino's salary. They got German, who is a fourth rounder from the Bronx in the process. German worked his way up to the bigs, made a handful of appearances, but ended up DFA'd and bounced around this year with the Reds and the White Sox for the Red Sox. Took him back. First pitch here by Kern is hit deep to center field, but the center fielder Garcia is back onto the track and he will make the catch for the out. I actually saw Frank German when he was in Portland back in 2021, and I was with the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, and in fact I have the outing here in my scorebook, which takes me back all the way there. Ended up going a couple of innings there in a start, actually, in another doubleheader in that game at Hadlock Field, but he gets a one pitch out here, and we have one away as EJ Exposito is the next man up. Ready on ready, first pitch in for a strike. That one at 96. The Adam Ottavino trade, it was kind of ridiculed at the time, but it worked out pretty well for every involved party. 0-1, bounced up in the dirt. German, 6 feet 2 inches tall, out of Queens. He's only 25 years old and only made a handful of appearances at the big league level, but the University of North Florida product, and actually played with Nolan Martinez in the Yankees system back in the late 2010s. This pitch caught on and missed. 0-2 here to Exposito. Red Sox traded German to the White Sox this last offseason to Theo Demlinger, who's bounced between AA and AAA this year. As Expo fouls this one off, and it is caught for strike three. Good job by Johanafran Garcia to pick that one out of the dirt and keep hold of it. Two quick outs here in the inning. Ottavino, by the way, still with the Mets, where he signed after that 2021 season. Celedonio cranks one to left for a base hit on the first pitch he sees. And the Green Jackets have a base runner now in inning number three. Now to the plate comes Jacob Godman. Last time up, launched a three-run homer, the first of his career. And on first, and two away. Augusta on top, 7-3. Big League Braves about 2 hours away from taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers in a match that many people view as a foreshadowing of the NLCS this year. And what a storyline it would be. First pitch to Godman inside. You've got, obviously, the Freddie Freeman Atlanta storylines. You've got the MVP battle between Freeman, Mookie Betts, and Ronald Acuna. You've got East Coast versus West Coast as well. 1-0 bounces up and gets away from Garcia. It should be a wild pitch as Celedonio takes second. That one bounced about 55 feet. You get the sense this is something of a show-me period for German, who comes into a system with plenty of arms in the upper levels of the minors between AA and AAA. Red Sox dealt him for an arm in Denlinger, and now trying to work his way back to the upper minors. 2-0 to Godman. Taken high. Fastball at 95. A little late strike call there, but it's given eventually. It's 2-1. Tyler Hovick, very declarative behind the plate. Green Jackets went in order in the first, scored seven times in the second, and lead now 7-3. 2-1, fastball cut on and missed. 96 from German, and it'll even up at 2-2. And for any Red Sox fans watching, by the way, if you have not ever tuned in to a game for the Portland Sea Dogs, if you've never been up to Hadlock Field or been to Polar Park in Worcester, or listened to the tremendous work that Emma Tiedemann does in Portland, and Tyler Murray and Jay Burnham and Jim Kane and Cooper Boardman and Mike Antonellis do in Worcester, you are missing out. Red Sox are a broadcasting factory as well. 2-2 taken down and away. It gets underneath the glove of Garcia, and that should be the second pass ball of the day on Johanafran, and it'll give Celedonio a free pass to third. The count will go full here with Tavares on deck. Riley Payton as well, by the way, is the other voice in Portland who does tremendous work. It's awesome to see an all-woman broadcast booth especially with the production they have up there. It's really, really well done. 3-2 on Godman. The pitch is taken. High ball 4. And the Green Jackets with men at the corners now. And 2 away. That'll bring up Ambioris Tavares, who drew a walk on 4 pitches his last time out. Nathaniel Cruz, 0-1 officially. Looking to extend what is a 6-game hit streak now after game number 1. First pitch to Tavi, taken very high and very hard. That one at 97. Godman on first and Celedonio on third. Green Jackets looking to add on to their 4-run cushion. 1-0. Breaking ball bounces in front of the plates, taken for ball 2. Action now in the bullpen as well as a potential fourth arm here for the visitors already here in the bottom of the third. I misspoke, by the way. Tavares has now hit safely in 7 straight games after game 1 today. 2-0. Slider for a strike, 2-1. German, a cup of coffee in the bigs, and like many others, got caught in a roster crunch and also in part a performance crunch as well, as the Red Sox season last year ended a little bit earlier than many Sox fans would have hoped. 2-1 pitch. Fastball inside. And it's now 3-1. Hitters count. That ball just off the inside edge. Red Sox in action tomorrow night. They're getting a 3-game set at Kauffman Stadium. Out in Kansas City. 3-1. Fastball blown by him, and it is a full count. That one at 96. That's the big difference. The further up you go, there are more and more pitchers with just elite velocity. And of course, it's velocity that is consistently rising year to year as well. But some pitchers find out the hard way. Stuff plays at certain levels and does not play later on down the line. But velocity is the biggest predictor, especially for off-speed pitches, for sliders in particular. 3-2. Pitch taken inside, ball 4. Back-to-back walks. Now load up the bases with 2 away. First 2 men retired by German, and now a single for Celedonio on the first pitch, and back-to-back walks have the sacks full. That will bring up Cam McGee, a single and a walk so far. There is an arm nearly ready here down in the Salem pen, down the right field line. McGee, the lefty, walked, stole second, and scored back in inning number 2, as German will step off the mound here and call time. Infield pulled over for the lefty McGee. Big space on the left side. First pitch to him is taken for a strike at the knees. It is a very exciting time if you are a prospects guru for fans of the Red Sox and Braves alike, with many players making their debuts and getting their first month of affiliated ball underway. 0-1. McGee late to 1, and it's 0-2. That one at 97 from German. Red Sox first rounder Kyle Teal skipped over Salem entirely. They placed him in Greenville, and he's hitting about 400 with a 980 OPS. So someone who might be on the road to Portland, if not now, certainly by break camp next year, out of Virginia Tech, who actually played 20 minutes away from Salem's home field. 0-2 here on McGee. German looking to retire the side and strand the bases loaded. A miss downstairs here, though, at 97, and it'll go to 1-2. Of course, exciting times for Nizan Zanatello as well, and Anthony Anderson, the high schooler for the Red Sox, drafted this last July, and Isaiah Drake had some good performances as far as Braves high school draftees go in the complex as well. 1-2 pitch. Cut on and miss. Slider got him in the inside part of the plate. He reached, and the side is retired. A single, 2 walks. Green Jackets leave him loaded as German is able to put a 0 on the board. We go to the 4th inning. Green Jackets leading by a score of 7-3.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta.
They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
We're back out here for inning number four. Green Jackets up 7-3. They did leave the bases loaded last frame. Fry back out to the mound. It'll be Stanley Tucker, your Roberto Mexicano, and Albert Feliz. 3-2 up. Salem got the first three runs of the game before the Green Jackets got seven in the next frame, and Tucker will send the first pitch skyward to right center field. Center fielder Kern over. He'll make the catch. One pitch, one out. Mexicano, the next man up, he'll take one outside and high. Fry now up to 60 pitches, 40 strikes through 3 1/3. There is an arm up and warming in the bullpen. It's Landon Harper. Mexicano skies this one to right field. Celedonio hustling towards the line. It will drop in fair. A cue shot that got some chalk on the way down. Couldn't have placed that one better if he tried 100 times. It'll be a single for Mexicano and give Salem their first base runner since the second. And after two pitches, that will do it for Fry here in inning number four. We'll have Harper coming in when we come back. We'll take a quick break. Keep the crowd mic hot here. Green Jackets on top, 7-3. Come in on first and one away here in the top of inning number four. I've said a man in the suite to my right say he's been listening all season long, and I said you join an exclusive club of you, the mayor of Aiken, Rick Osborne, and my two lovely parents listening from back home in South Dartmouth, Massachusetts. First pitch here from Harper is lined towards left field. Grady heads back towards the track. He'll make the catch on a back pedal for out number two.
as Feliz hits another ball hard. But this time it stays in the park for an out. That one 97. He does make some really loud contact. He smashed a homer in the second. So Harper in for Fry, trying to wrap up Fry's lineup with three runs allowed on four hits. Albertson Asiano for one with a strikeout is the next man up. Augusta on top, 7-3 in inning number four. Green Jackets looking to sweep a doubleheader and clinch the season series as well. Harper misses up high. Pretty cool moment as well, just being able to broadcast games between the Green Jackets and the Salem Red Sox as a Red Sox fan by blood and now a Braves sort of fan, and at the very least passive supporter by employment. It's a nice little mix of the old and the new. And I think the big thing is when you work in minor league baseball and you get to see guys, you know, day in and day out, no matter what level, as Harper misses outside and low 3-0 to Asi Hen, it's less about the team that your team is affiliated with, and it's more about the guys who you get to see out on the field. And you really just want them all to succeed. I mean, it is not a zero-sum game. And obviously, some guys have stars that burn very bright in the early stages as Harper delivers a strike 3-1. But the beauty of baseball is that it's not always the prospects who end up having their moments. Sometimes you get guys who really develop later on in their career, and even guys who make it to the bigs after the age of 30. Runner goes for second. The pitch grounded to short. McGee is there. He'll have to go to first. The long throw is in time as Compton digs down to make the grab for the out. Cam McGee says, enough of your rambling. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Green Jackets on top. 7-3. Back in a flash here from SRP Park.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. The YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us. Limit to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Well, it's not quite the bottom of the eighth at America's most beloved ballpark, but we'll make do with Sweet Caroline here as we head to the bottom of inning number four. Luis De La Rosa is on the mound. He becomes the fourth arm to work today. Speaking of guys acquired in trades, Luis De La Rosa was a sort of lottery pick throw-in that was acquired in the Josh Winkowski trade, a three-team deal. Red Sox sent Andrew Benintendi to Kansas City. They got back Josh Winkowski, Gambrell, and Luis De La Rosa. Winkowski, out of Estero, Florida, has done really well, has been an absolute workhorse for the big league side this year. And now De La Rosa, who was significantly younger, he's only now 21 years of age as of last month, working in game number 27 of the season, all in Salem. Spent half of last year in Salem as well. First pitch upstairs here to Drew Compton. 0-2 with two flyouts today. Compton still looking for his first hit of the series. He has drawn a couple of walks, but he's 0-9. This one up and away. A very hard start. He had an on-base percentage of over 400 after his first 2 weeks, but come back to earth a little bit. 3 for his last 25. I'm going to line this one over towards second. Fielded uncomfortably by Salazar, but he'll throw to first in time for the out. It bobbled out of his glove a little bit as he went to transfer. And now Will Verdung, who is 1-2. A single for him his last time up. He got an RBI as well. Drove home Cam McGee.
First pitch to the righty is up and away for a ball. De La Rosa listed at 6'1", 170. He looks a lot bigger than that, more like 6'2", and possibly in the 200s now. 1-0, waved at and missed. Green Jackets up 7-3, looking to sweep this doubleheader. They won game one of the series. They won the last three games of the previous series as well. They're on a pretty tidy win streak against the Salem Red Sox. This one thought foul by Verdung. Surprising amount of Red Sox apparel here in the park. I didn't realize how much of Red Sox Nation made it down to Augusta, Georgia, or was in this area in general. Of course, the Green Jackets, formerly a Red Sox affiliate back in the late 90s and early 2000s. 1-2 from De La Rosa is cut on and missed. Two men retired now in the bottom of the fourth. De La Rosa, some really good strikeout numbers so far this year, and up to 81 strikeouts over the 38 walks is again the issue. As is the case with a lot of younger players, especially international signees, where oftentimes in development the focus is throwing hard first. Throwing hard gets you signed. You can learn control, but you cannot teach velocities. This one misses outside and high from De La Rosa. Grady to the plate, a walk and a strikeout so far. A homer away from the three true outcomes hat trick. Personal favorite. He'll slice this one towards third. Fielded by James. His throw to first in plenty of time. And the Green Jackets go down in order for the first time since the first. We will head to inning number five. Augusta leading by a score of 7-3.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Back here in the top of inning number five. Green Jackets leading 7-3 as we hit now the 12th inning of baseball today. Green Jackets took game one by a score of 1-0 to toss their second combined no-hitter of the season. And they lead here 7-3 with Landon Harper back out onto the mound. A little bit of shuffling down the line of the Green Jackets bullpen, but Harper can go plenty of length. Garcia in, and he will fly the first pitch to right field. Plenty of space here for Celedonio, who watches the ball sail into the night, and he'll make the catch as the ball finds his leather for out number one. That'll bring up John Frank Salazar, 1-for-2, along with Lionel James, who's also 1-for-2 on deck. Salazar hit a massive home run on Tuesday night. Ended up being for naught. Salem clawed their way back to within one. Green Jackets led 8-2 after four, and it was 8-7 after 6.5, but the Green Jackets added back on to the lead and ended up taking it by a score of 11-9. 0-1. Hit to shallow right field. Celedonio has to charge. First baseman Compton is out. He will reach, and it will end up dropping onto some untouched grass. Is that one again? Just another bloop shot single today. Of these six hits now for Salem, two of them have been really perfectly placed, almost bocce-esque throws down that first base line. No one could get there. Second hit of the day for Salazar, and that'll bring up Lionel James, who singled in the first, grounded out in the third. Night has fallen now as we are about 20 minutes to 9 here in game number 2. Pickoff throw over to first. Compton applies the tag, not in time. Another pickoff throw. They might get him here. Dives back in safely. Garcia on deck. He is 0 for 2. No errors for either team this game. Salem made two costly ones that brought in the only run of the game in game 1. The pitch from Harper is inside. Harper lost part of his thumb on his throwing hand in an accident when he was a kid and ended up having to have part of it surgically reattached with leeching, and has carved out a career in baseball. He said it actually helps him a little bit with his changeup, his off-speed stuff. It gives him different grips, and he does not view it as a hindrance whatsoever. We got a strike here. It's 1-2. He is about to move into the lead, by the way, for innings pitched by a Green Jackets player this year. He's at 66 and two-thirds innings and only needs a full inning of work coming into today to pass Owen Murphy and Giancarlos Lara. James will crack this one foul. 29th game of the year for Harper, who's also just 6 shy of Ellison Joseph for most appearances. In fact, his next one will tie him with Jason Franks. So he has been used often and with great success. A 1.13 whip, the lowest on the team. 5-3 record, a 3.65 ERA. This one fouled off. And also, 63 strikeouts, just 10 walks. He has really studied his stuff quite nicely. 22 years of age. Won't turn 23 until after opening day next year, April 8th. One of the many Southern Mississippi products that we have seen this season, including Hurston Waldrip, who makes his debut 2 days from now at Trustmark Park in AA. Less than a month after debuting in low A. This one grounded up the middle and through for a base hit. It gets into center field. Salazar hits second. He wants third. The throw comes in from Kern. It is not in time. Oh, man, they nearly had him there. That was a very close play and a great throw. And a good tag as well from Exposito, but it'll end up in a close safe call. The bagman at the corners now with one away. Salazar goes corner to corner. James on it first. Kern's throw skipped up on one hop. Expo applied the tag. It might have been half a second late. Certainly close enough to make the fans engaged. First pitch here fouled off by Johanfran Garcia. A couple of pass balls to his name tonight. Did showcase some good pop on Tuesday. Went 2-for-5 with a double into the gap. Drove in a run. Hitting .175, one homer. He's driven in 4. 0-1 pitch fouled off. That hits Godman in the upper thigh. And will shake it off by walking over towards the mound and picking up that ball. And the umpire will give him a little extra second or two as he will shake it off and walk back behind the plate. Godman gave the Green Jackets the lead with a 3-run home run. They were trailing 3-0. Kern had a 2-run blast, and then Godman put him up 5-3, and that lead has held ever since. Here in the top of the 5th, the men on the corners and one away. 0-2. Thought foul again by Garcia. The pipeline of talented catchers in this Red Sox organization is something to watch. Obviously, they got Connor Wong in the Mookie Betts deal back in 2020, but Kyle Teal is just moved into the top 10 catching prospects list per MLB Pipeline today with Andy Rodriguez graduating. 0-2 grounded down the line to third. The second for one. Verdung throws to first, and they go around the horn and retire the side. 5-4-3, as nice as you will see. Green Jackets turn 2 to retire the side. Keep the score at 7-3. We go to the bottom of inning number 5, but it's stretch time here in this doubleheader. We'll keep the crowd mic live for taking me out to the ballgame.
outstanding one of the best renovations of the season. That's one of the best cigar breakers offers that affordable facial structure approach to treating back pain, headaches, and car accident injuries. For more information, contact them at 803-599-5902. Or visit their website at drunkcigarbreaking.com.
Bottom of inning number five, Cade Kern leads it off. A home run for him his first time up. He'll take a soft slider up and away for a ball. Kern a homer and a flyout so far. Eagerly anticipating perhaps Ohio State's first football game of the season. 1-0. Caught on and missed. Kern out of Archbold High School in Ohio. Stuck at home and played for the Buckeyes, where he played more or less every single game during his time in Columbus. 1-1. Hit hard to right field, but it's going to slice foul and out of play. The Buckeyes looking to improve on last year's performance under head coach Ryan Day, but that's neither here nor there. The pitch to Kern is popped up, and again, foul and out of play. It'll remain a 1-2 count to Kern, who drove in runs number 9 and 10 for him this season. He, like a number of the players on this roster, were added the first week of August. 1-2. Caught on and missed. He chased a slider down and away there. And it'll be out number one. De La Rosa on the mound has now retired all four men he's faced. That'll bring up E.J. Exposito. A single, a stolen base, and a run for him today. Also a strikeout. Ohio State, by the way, takes on Indiana in what should be a massacre for the Buckeyes. First pitch, fastball, cut on and miss, unless Indiana offensive coordinator Walt Bell has something dialed up his sleeve, but Ohio State had their chance last year, and they did not convert. A one. Slider for a strike. If you have early favorites, by the way, for the college football playoff, aside from the traditional powerhouses, the Alabamas, the UGAs of the world, let me know. A two fastball up and away. A little bit of action around college football tonight, and then week one officially kicks off on Saturday. 1-2 pitch. Waved at and missed. Down on strikes goes X. He's eaten out three strikeouts and five straight sent down for De La Rosa. Jeremy Celedonio, a walk and a single so far today. A good bounce back day at the plate, his first game of the series here on this Thursday night. Green Jackets leading 7-3. I don't think anyone's asking me for college football advice, but I'd keep a strong eye out on Washington this year with recently extended head coach, Coach DeBoer. This one swung in and missed. It's 1-1. Infield back all the way around. Celedonio, plenty of power. We'll take one that skips up in the dirt. It's been a very pleasant evening here weather-wise. The tail end of the hurricane that swept through here the other day has really mellowed out the temperature. 2-1. Down and away, 3-1, and today the high was about 88 degrees, and right now it's a very breathable 79, which is downright frigid by August standards here in the CSRA. 3-1, slider inside, ball four. Second walk of the day for Celedonio, who is second on the team in walks, and he is aboard now for the third time. A single and two free passes, and that'll bring up Godman, who has reached twice himself. A three-run home run and the second that put Augusta on top, and a walk in inning number four. Taking a look around the Braves organization right now. Rome trailing Winston-Salem 5-0 with Valery Munoz on the mound for Rome. Rome actually getting one hit right now in that game. That game's in the bottom of inning number seven. First pitch to Godman is waved out and missed. In Double-A, a scoreless affair between Rocket City and Mississippi, as Mississippi getting one hit as well. It's like all of the teams watched the highlight reel for Augusta in game one today of that no-hitter and drew inspiration from the wrong side. 0-1 in for a strike. Memphis, meanwhile, is being one hit by Gwinnett. But that game's in the third. It's a 1-1 game up in Triple-A. And, of course, the big league club, the Braves, they get underway in about an hour and a half in Dodgers Stadium with Spencer Strider on the bump. Men on first and two away. 0-2. Chopped slowly up the line at third. James is going to have to barehand. His throw to first is in time to retire the side. Very little margin for error there for Lionel James. He is able to get it off in time. Side retired in the fifth. We go to inning number six. Augusta still leading by a score of 7-3.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Luis Ravello in here to begin this frame as Harper will get on a foul one off. Couple of hits, two singles in that last inning, but a 5-4-3 double play from Exposito to Verdung to Compton retired the side. Salem has been held scoreless since Albert Feliz hit that solo home run back in inning number two. Ravello 0-for-1, a sacrifice fly for him in the first, also a strikeout in the third. He'll take one downstairs here from Harper. Harper up to 22 pitches now through an inning and two-thirds. Very efficient, and as always, he just lives in the zone. 1-1, hit hard but foul down the first baseline. Coming into today, Harper, a strike rate of 73%. One of the highest on the team, and in fact, in the entire organization, he just lets his stuff eat in the zone. This one waved out and missed. Got him with an off-speed pitch, and it's a second strikeout for Ravello. Out number one in inning number six. That's a big part of why Harper has been so good at avoiding walks this year. Obviously, the strikeout numbers, he stands about a batter an inning, but he just does not give up walks. This pitch here in for a strike to Tucker. Tucker at the plate, a fly out his last time up. He'll take a big swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Tucker's lone hit so far in his six at-bats was a hard-hit three-run home run back in first game of this series, getting his first taste of affiliated baseball. Saw online after he retweeted the highlight, the 0-2 is down and away, that he has quite the community of people backing him up. And from guys who he played with in his hometown and at his junior college to people in the community. He's got a really vocal support group there, which is great to see. He'll ground this one to Expo at third. Long throw, backhanded out of the dirt by Drew Compton for out number two. So an 0-for-3 here. That'll bring up Yorberto Mexicano, who blooped a single down the right field line back in inning number four. Green Jackets leading 7-3. The game is really tailed off since that second inning. Green Jackets scored 7 in the bottom of the second. Neither team has scored in 3 innings and 2/3 of an inning since then. Ready, unready matchup. First pitch slider is just up high. Backed him up off the plate, but I think that was in the zone. 1-0. Grounded softly to short. McGee charges, scoops it off the grass. His throw is low, but it's picked up by Compton for out number three. That's a 1-2-3 frame for Harper, who has done that so frequently this year. We go to the bottom of inning number six. Green Jackets have the top of the order due up. Tavares, McGee, and Compton, who combined for 2 of those outs in the frame.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets leading 7-3 as Zambiori's Tavares steps in. 2 walks for him in game number 2 today. And he'll take a strike from De La Rosa, who has been far and away the pick of the litter as far as Salem Arms go in this one. So far, 2 innings of work, 3 strikeouts and a walk, but no hits allowed. 0-1, waved at and missed. Tavares likely needs a hit here to extend his 7-game hit streak. He has drawn a couple of walks, though, to prolong the on-base streak, which is now at 9 games. Now this series 3-for-8 with 3 walks. 0-2. Fastball swung on and missed. 4th strikeout for De La Rosa. There is out number 1. Now Cam McGee, a single, a walk, and a strikeout today. Also a stolen base for him. McGee, the lefty at the plate, first pitch to him is outside. No action in the Salem bullpen. They've had to use 4 arms here in game number 2. Only needed 2 in game number 1. 1-0, fouled off. Ellison Joseph is loosening for the Green Jackets in the pen down the left field line. Infield slightly shifted for the lefty. The 1-1 offering is outside and high. Fastball there, 91. De La Rosa really rocks his whole body forward as he delivers and should be able to help him generate some extra velo, especially as he grows. This one taken for a strike off speed, 2-2. Mentioned earlier, part of the Josh Winkowski 3-team trade. 2-2 pitch, cut on and missed. Got him again, down and in, as Jonathan Garcia threw down to first. He thought that was out number 3. It is only out number 2. Half the infield started charging over towards their dugout, but
That is not indeed the case. So Compton steps up. He is 0 for 3. Looking for his first hit of the series. He grounded out his last time up. Green Jackets have been held hitless since the third inning. This one swung on and missed. Loaded up the bases against Frank German, but could not do anything with it. And De La Rosa on the precipice of completing three hitless, scoreless frames. A one outside and high. Green Jackets on the proscenium right now of their third straight win in this series. Compton checks his swing and goes around. It's 1-2. Green Jackets have won 5 straight against Salem. They can make this win number 6 in a row. They took 4 of 6 games up at Carilion Clinic Field back in early August. And, well, they can secure a split of this series if they hold on here. 1-2 hit hard to left field, dropping fast, and Tucker will play it on a hop as Compton, a nice piece of two-strike hitting, goes the other way for the first hit of the day for him. Green Jackets' 7th hit in this ballgame. So a man on first for Will Verdung. A single and 2 strikeouts, also an RBI as he takes one up and in. In fact, Verdung batted twice in that second inning with a strikeout to open up the frame and then an RBI single to drive in the 7th and final run for Augusta. In fact, that's the last run scored this game. De La Rosa winds. His pitch is down and away. Verdung up to an even 250 now with 9 runs batted in. You get the sense he will be a very important part of next spring's Green Jackets team. 2-0. Check swing up the third baseline. This could be an infield single. He will get in without a throw. There is one for the batting average as a excuse-me swing designed to foul that ball off ends up producing a swinging bunt that dies on the grass. James ate the ball and did not risk a throw. And a pair of 2-out singles now brings up Jace Grady. Grady, a walk in that second inning, scored Augusta's first run of the day. A strikeout and a ground out since then, 0-2. Looking for his first hit this series as well, 0-7, a couple of walks. He'll take a big swing here and comes up underneath. It's 0-1. Green Jackets a no-hitter in game one, which they won 1-0. It has not exactly been the same style of game here, but they still lead by 4 in game number 2. A one is outside. Time is called now as Jonathan Garcia goes out to chat with De La Rosa. Maybe to go over signs, or maybe just to give the pitcher a breather here, knowing that there is no help coming. He's got to get out of this frame. No reason for Liam Carroll, the manager, to try and even burn another arm by warming them up here with 2 outs in inning number 6, which functions as more or less the bottom of the 8th in this second game of the 7-inning doubleheader. 1-1 to Grady. No one holding on. The runners at first and second. The pitch tipped into the mitt, and it's 1-2, and the catcher, Garcia, nods his head in approval. Tomorrow night, the debuts continue as Riley Gowans, the former Illinois man, will make his debut before Mitch Ferris, the lefty out of Wingate, will go for Augusta on Saturday. 1-2, caught on and missed, right 3. So a couple of singles with 2 outs does nothing to dent the confidence of De La Rosa, who will strike out 3 men in this frame. Ellison Joseph in to wrap this one up. Green Jackets leading 7-3.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house.
40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Allison Joseph comes in here, replacing the excellent Landon Harper, who you would imagine is in line for the win here. Always a little bit dicey trying to mock score these games in these seven-inning games because it's so rare, you know, because a starting pitcher has to go through five innings to qualify, and then by the time you're getting into your second, third, whatever the case may be, it becomes down to scorer's choice. And either way, Joseph in here, making his team-high 36th appearance of the season. The big righty out of San Pedro de Macorís. We'll have Albert Feliz to begin things here. 8-9-1. First pitch is crushed. Wow! Feliz might clear the apartment building as that one lands on the fourth story out in left center field. My goodness. There's crushed, and then there is what Albert Feliz just did to that ball. His second homer of the day, 106 miles an hour off the bat. That ball has to be 450 feet or further. My goodness. That was demolished. Trackman says 106 miles an hour, 380 feet. There is not a chance in heck that that ball did not go over 420. That ball hit off the fourth story of the apartment building in left field. That might be up there with Jeremy Celedonio's home run to center back in April as the longest homer we've seen this year. 0-2 here on Aussie Hen. I mean, man, that ball got out of here in a hurry. That ball might have landed in Georgia. Either way, still a three-run game, as this one fought foul by Aussie Hen, who's 0-2. Interesting day at the plate for Aussie Hen, who walked twice, went 0-0 in game one, and a strikeout and a ground out here. One, two, skips up and in the dirt. It's 2-2. I was just about to say Joseph has been really effective as of late. Last time out went two innings, gave up just one walk and struck out one. The previous time out, he went two scoreless, striking out four. This is downstairs here. First homer allowed by Joseph since the 4th of July in a game which he picked up the save against Myrtle Beach. That was here at SRP Park. 3-2. Up high ball four. And Aussie Hen will take his base third walk of the day for Aussie Hen.
Center fielder, Stacy Garcia.
Plenty to be happy about for Albert Feliz. A little Spanish joke there for those in the know. Man on first. No one out. Top of the seventh. Green Jackets up three. Joseph trying to close this game out and give Augusta a doubleheader sweep. This one misses down and away. Green Jackets' eighth doubleheader of the year. And even more impressive than that, it's their sixth one at home. This one blown right by Garcia for a strike, fastball at 95. And perhaps even more so than that, the Green Jackets had a scheduled doubleheader that got rained out. It got in game one, and then it got postponed. Aussie Hen runs for second. It'll save a double play ball as it's grounded at third. The throw is high and wide. No tag applied, and heads up base running from Aussie Hen to take third. And now man at the corners, and the tying run comes to the plate in the form of John Frank Salazar.
Not the smoothest defense here in this half inning. We'll await the scoring. That one might be an E5, as EJ Exposito seems to think so. He tapped his chest there in apologies. Instead of a first out, now the tying run to the plate with no one out here in this inning. Aussie Henn, wise base running there. He was off on the pitch and then took a long turn at second. Once that throw went high and wide, he immediately charged towards third. It is indeed a throwing error on Exposito. And then on the corners, Green Jackets up 7-4. This one outside here from Joseph. Godman might need to come out to the mound here and perhaps calm him down a little bit. Has to be rattling to give up a first pitch home run, especially one at that kind of speed. But still a chance either for a double play ball or just to get one out on the board. The pitch waved at and missed. And it's 2-1. Confidence so important for pitchers, especially for someone in the closer mold like Joseph, who has stuff that can touch 100 on the good days. Runner goes for second. The pitch is outside in the dirt, and Godman will not have a play. There goes the double play ball as Garcia will get a stolen base. A 3-1 count here, and Joseph in danger of loading up the bases and putting the go-ahead run aboard with no one out in the inning. 8th stolen base of the year for Jostinson Garcia. 3-1. Inside corner for a strike. It'll go full. Salazar took a couple of steps towards the first base bag. So a big pitch here. No one out. 3-2 count. Tying run at the plate with no one out in the 7th. The pitch is popped foul and out of play over the sweets. Green Jackets, a pair of homers here in game number 2. Numbers 7 and 8 of the month. 83rd and 84th of the season. 3-2 slider got him swinging. And Salazar goes back angrily towards the dugout. And a big out number 1. James in the box will take one up and away. One away now, and still tying run at the plate. Green Jackets bullpen on their feet, but no one warming up. Joseph with plenty of trust here to get out of this frame. 1-0. Slider for a strike. This one swung on and missed. Back to the breaking stuff. And it's 1-2. Joseph has such excellent stuff as far as what you would want out of the back end of a bullpen, a setup man or a closer. 1-2, grounded up the middle. Shortstop and third baseman both there. It's the third baseman's ball. Expo will throw to first. The run will come home. But that is an important out number 2. Aussie Henn scores. It's an RBI ground out, 5-3 for James. He's now driven in a pair today. Garcia takes third, but the important man at the plate. And Tejada friend Garcia represents the final out. 0-3 today. It is a 2-run ball game. Joseph, not a save situation here, but still trying to close the door. Righty on righty matchup, outfield and infield both deep. It's Garcia hitting cleanup, fouls one off. Godman comes out to the mound just to chat quickly here with Joseph. Joseph, a native of the DR, speaks exclusively Spanish. He is learning English at this point, but Godman also knows a bit of Spanish. He's got grandparents who are Peruvian and from Puerto Rico. Not fluent by any means, but enough to get by perhaps. This one just misses on the outside at 96, and it's 1-1. Jonathan Garcia, ranked as the 14th overall prospect by Sox Prospects, will take a back-me-up slider on the inside corner for a strike, and Salem now down to their final strike. Joseph looking to cap off a doubleheader sweep here at SRP Park. 1-2. Outside, tried to tempt him with that breaker, and it evens up at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, caught on and missed, strike three. Nervy moments, perhaps, in the top of the seventh inning. A leadoff homer, and then another run coming across on an RBI ground out. But the Green Jackets' offensive explosion in the second inning when they put up a seven spot does the job tonight. Augusta picks up the win 7-5. They sweep the doubleheader. They win their sixth consecutive game against Salem, their longest winning streak against an opponent this year. And they match their longest home winning streak of the season with their third straight victory at the same time. That'll bring us to our Easy Go post-game show as we wrap up both games of the doubleheader today. Green Jackets took a no-hitter win in Game 1, their second no-hitter of the season, second in exactly 31 days, as they tossed a combined no-no back in late July on the 30th, and also a doubleheader sweep. And here in Game number 1, they picked up a 1-0 win. They got three hits in that one, one from Will Verdung and two from Amioris Tavares. That was all the offense they would need. A very different type of game, though, in Game number 2, as Salem picked up a early lead. They were on top by a score of 3-0 after 1.5. Albert Feliz with a homer in game number 2 in the top of the second. However, Jacob Godman and Cade Kern both homered to put Augusta up 5-3 before they scored twice more on a wild pitch and a RBI single from Verdung. That 7-run inning would catapult them to victory. They would lead the rest of the way as Landon Harper went 2 2/3 in relief of Riley Fry. And Ellis and Joseph came in, gave up two runs on a homer and a walk and a couple of nervy moments perhaps in the late stages of that frame. But the Green Jackets pick up a 7-5 win. Green Jackets have now outscored Salem in this six-game winning streak by a score of 35-27. Some close wins in there, but they got it done in pitcher's duel fashion in Game 1 with that no-hitter. And in offensive style in game number 2 with that 7-5 decision. No save in this one for Ellis and Joseph. The loss will unfortunately be hung on the debuting Duffy, who falls to 0-1. Landon Harper will get the win. He improves to 6-3, while Green Jackets pick up the win 7-5. That'll do it. We will talk to you next time. Green Jackets end up winning this game 7-5 and sweeping the doubleheader. We'll talk to you later at SRP Park. Green Jackets victorious.